My brain leaped to Allie's house and Bo stomping up those stairs like it was nothing. I thought of him standing on the curb with me, talking about his sister Darla and Allie. He had to have so much courage just to live his life. He saved Allie. I didn't really care about the rest. I shut my eyes tight as Chief Bowen kept nabbing at Bo.
Look, forget Egg Harbor. Forget the juvenile delinquent slumber party up there. You want to go to Jamesburg, Richardson? You got one foot in real jail, mister. You have pushed us and pushed us for years.
I'm not arrested, Richardson spouted back.
You can't send me to Jamesburg, and besides, I'm telling you, I did not break into that woman's house. I don't know what happened to her dorky kid, but I'll bet you she does.
Richardson, when you go to the chair, I am pulling the switch.
Mrs. Creed's voice dive-bombed the place from across the hall. I almost pissed myself again at the sound of her voice. I shut my eyes and thought, God, do something here, because I can't cope with this all by myself. Allie was wailing, Mrs. Creed was screeching, and my mom was talking about her taxes. Mom stood up. She looked too calm and too slow in the storm. She turned and looked me dead in the eye and said,
You need to do two things. Stay calm and keep her calm.
She did not look thrilled, and she said it like it was a military order. I reached down and bodily picked Allie up from her heap on the floor, dumping her back in the chair and keeping both arms around her so she wouldn't slither down again. I kept muttering, shh, to Allie as my mom walked toward the door to the room where Bo and Chief Bowen were. The door was open about halfway.
Guys, she said in a calm voice that stopped Chief Bowen, are you going to charge this boy with something or not?
What are you doing here, Susan?
Chief Bowen asked.
He sounded annoyed.
Oh, that's right. We've got your son out there. Mrs. Hofstetter saw him out her bay window standing in front of the McDermotts having a cigarette with this outstanding citizen here.
I wasn't smoking,
climbed halfway up my throat. But in a haze, I realized that being accused of smoking was a fart in a windstorm. My brain flashed back to that flickering curtain at the house next door to the Creeds. It hadn't even registered that somebody was watching us.
Stupid.
I hoped I could straighten it out later.
Are they being charged or not?
My mother's voice was edgy.
What's your game, Susan? Chief Bowen asked. Are you representing one or both or neither of these young men? I think it's against the law to represent your own son. I'll have to check that one out.
I'm not representing anyone, she said as casually as she could. I just want to know how I can help get a move on here. It's late. These kids have school tomorrow.